In the first 12 verses, he's saying, stand in freedom, stand in liberty. And in the remaining verses, 13 through 15, he's saying, stand in love. The mark of a genuine spiritual disciple is love. You remember John 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. What could cause such love? Legalism or liberty in Christ? Stand in freedom, stand in liberty, and stand in love. And you can stand in love because you are free. Legalism cannot produce the kind of love that serves as evidence of our personal relationship to Christ and of our brotherhood as Christians. Warren Wiersbe says that liberty minus love will issue in license, whereas liberty plus love will result in service. Amen. You are called, if you're a born-again Christian, if you're a child of the living God, you were called to be free, and you are free. Paul insists, stand firm in that liberty. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Don't allow yourself to be entangled with a yoke of slavery. Our ability to live out our faith in a way that glorifies the Lord, our ability to love one another in spite of differences, is liberty in Christ, not legalism. For the first time ever, we can actually choose to love somebody in spite of what our feelings may be for that person, which almost seems like a contradiction in terms. But if we forfeit this freedom, we will be under the yoke of slavery. And if we forfeit the gospel, every convert we gain is a convert that will never experience in this lifetime the love and grace and mercy of God, and in the lifetime to come will spend an eternity paying for their sins. We must protect that at all cost, is what Paul is trying to instruct the Galatians here.